Welcome to episode 3 of our 5-part Visionary Club special series recorded live during the IAA conference at IAA Mobility 2025 and brought to you exclusively for our podcast listeners. In this episode, you can learn from Douglas Bolduc, Managing Editor at Automotive News Europe, Yuhong Lee, Corporate EVP at Samsung Display, Geoffrey Boko, CTO at Audi, and Amy McLaughlin, President of Advanced Materials and Transportation Product Platform at 3M, how to evolve to meet the market. Sit back and enjoy.
Good afternoon and welcome to what we hope will be a very fascinating discussion about innovation at speed, evolving to meet the market. Now, what does that mean? Well, it comes down to answering this very difficult question. What will the consumer need and want in their car 10 years from now? Any guesses? Any guesses? Well, personally, I have no idea. But fortunately, we have three experts here today who are working day and night to answer this question, which will require next-level cooperation between automakers and suppliers. Our panelists today includes Audi Chief Technology Officer Geoffrey Boko. Samsung Display Corporate EVP and Head Mobile Display Business, Joo-hyung Lee. Joo-hyung has his own cheering section. All right.
Yeah.
great. I love
competition.
Oh, my goodness. And 3M President, Advanced Materials and Transportation Product Platform, Amy McLaughlin. All right,
there we go.
All right, that's great. Nice job. Thank you, audience. I'd like to start with a question for Geoffrey. Geoffrey, how are you managing the evolution and speed of innovation in the industry, and how can companies such as Samsung and 3M help you achieve your goals?
So that's a very interesting question. Thank you for that. At Audi, this IA is a very special moment because we revealed our Concept C, which is not only one car, it's also a design language, it's also how we want to develop cars. So I guess this is the right moment. So at Audi, we strive for clarity, we strive for technicality, we strive for a design experience that is emotion and that is supported by intelligence. What does that mean? That means that we want to curate a very specific experience. People don't want an Audi. I mean, they don't need an Audi. They want to have an Audi. So that means we have to stand up for this very premium experience. And to do so, that's what we've been, let's say, revealing with the first models to come starting 27 with this new design language. And for that, we are, let's say, designing from the technical part, how are we going to experience not only the sportiness, the comfort, the infotainment possibilities. And it's with very, very simple ways of presenting. That means it has to be supported with a lot of intelligence, with a lot of technical materials that are there when they need to be there, and the focus of the experience when it is. Am I driving? Am I enjoying, let's say, a break? Am I enjoying something with my friends in the car? All of this has, let's say, are the questions and how we, technically speaking, we need to, let's say, innovate. That means that we need the best partners to solve these questions. It's not about us, it's about our customers and how we want to have the best experience with the best partners. Mm-hmm. So we are asking the questions, and as early as possible, for them to help us find the best solutions. And this is why, I mean, for us, it's super important to be here next to 3M, next to Samsung Display right now, but to show this kind of spirit, innovate very fast and as early as possible.
Yeah, totally different industry nowadays, where it used to be, hey, supplier, I need this by tomorrow, they deliver. Now the conversation starts so much earlier, and you really work as a team getting your products out to market.
Absolutely.
Brings me to my next question for Joo-hyung. Mm-hmm. How does Samsung work with companies like 3M and Audi to support OEMs as the industry continues to evolve and timelines accelerate?
Yeah, that's a great question, I think. I like to start with the customer-centric thinking. I always think like this. How can STC can support our customers' success in creating the future of mobility, or what kind of value creations are needed to support our customers in creating the future of mobility? And SDC's goal is very clear, to achieve the on-time delivery of differentiation technology and products with a high quality in a speedy and cost-effective manners. So SDC is taking steps in three ways. First of all, SDC like to leverage our comprehensive experiences in smartphone and the IT industry. So the essence of smartphone business is actually speed and strong collaboration with the partners and our customers, like Jeffrey. And also, in order to achieve that, our internal organization must be well matched with our goal, and the collaboration model or decision making process also well matched with our goals. That's, I think, a very important factor. The second thing is that we have put an emphasis on the technology roadmap alignment with the partners and our customers. It's not that easy, but it's based on the mutual understanding and the transparent communication. So for better mutual understanding, I think system level thinking is very, very critical. Car is kind of a system from the display modules company's point of view. So we always understand the system. That can make a better mutual understanding, I think. At last, I think once the roadmap, technology roadmap is fully aligned with our partners and the customers, then I think we can see the where to go and the direction of innovation. Then I think we define the core technology and platformize our core technologies to achieve development in more efficient and effective ways. I think that's the way SDC can contribute to the automotive industry. Yeah.
Thank you, Juhun. And now, Amy, could you please tell us how 3M's model has transformed to support OEMs at speed the industry is moving at, and how does collaboration with industry partners such as Audi and Samsung mm-hmm. enable 3M as a material science company to thrive?
Thank you for that great question. So we are seeing the automotive shift from what is traditionally a 4 to 5 year development cycle. To be competitive in today's world, they need to move much faster. And so as a result, we're seeing the OEMs move some of their decision making as well as material selection to their trusted tier one and tier two partners. This means that a company like 3M needs to modify our go-to-market approach. We've always been very customer centric, and so we've built our business collaborating with the OEMs. We will certainly continue to do that, but to be successful and to enable the speed at which the industry now requires, we need to make sure that we're working early with partners like Audi and understanding what their North Star is so that our developers can work bench to bench. We can also use virtual data cards, simulation, and AI to truly speed up the development cycle that's required by the industry. For our tier partners or the tier ecosystem, we will provide solutions for components such as the our acoustic damping materials, as well as specialized bonding tapes to enable the tier partners to deliver on specifications for the OEMs with speed and innovation. And for companies like Samsung, we need to make sure that our developments and our technologies align with their rapid development cycle, many times 1 year or even less. The electronics industry sets the pace and the expectation for which the development cycle occurs. And so for us to succeed, we really need to make sure that we're adjusting our model and delivering more than just a product, but also thinking about solutions and using data and AI to cut the cycle times in half or even by 75%.
Wow. Incredible time savings that we're talking about right now with this movement. And you talk about speed of innovation. Wow. Now, group, I have a question for all of you. With the rapid evolution in the automotive industry, what do you see as the next major transformation? And what collaborative efforts and innovations are essential from all major players to drive this next phase of evolution? Jeffrey, could you get us started on that?
I can start. I would say first, again, having our customers and the experience at the center of what we want to do, that means the experience itself is something that is multisensorial. So it's about the touch, it's about the quality of the material, it's also about, of course, the pleasure of driving, it's about the sensing itself, all your senses are there, and they are activated. And then, of course, you interact with the machine, and this is how you are sitting on a seat, obviously, but also you're using the very important part, which is the steering wheel, and then you are the voice. So just to give some examples of how multisensorial it is. That means if we want to speed up, as we described, these evolutions, we have now to really completely separate the hardware from the software in order for this experience to be, first of all, embedded as much as possible in the next development of the platforms. And here we're talking about very technical for Audi, very technical materials. When we presented for our Concept C, for instance, some technical fabrics which can, let's say, without perforation, transmit the Luft, for instance. Or if you think about sound transmission as well, so you want to touch them, you want to have a very premium, sensing of the car, but at the same time, you want to, let's say, have high technical experience. So this is part of the hardware, and we're working to accelerate that. Every enabler, we mentioned AI, and I will come back to that, is absolutely mandatory now, and I see that in every part of the conversation on the development cycle. Also on the way to define the new materials, on the way to, let's say, put the requirements and how to solve it. And we are every day, I must say, every day I'm really, really surprised by the solutions that come up and pop up with those discussions with our partners. Mm. So it's from the hardware side. But it's also on the software side. It's also something that we're, let's say, discovering with most partners, and not only like the one where we would expect, but a new ecosystem of partners to enable this software delivery, innovation. So we're calling about SDV. SDV is kind of a buzzword in a way. So how you want to, completely improve the experience all over the life cycle of the car. So the car is very good at one day, and then the day afterwards, you come, there was an OTA, and the car is even better. The experience is even better. So that's what we strive as an Audi to develop it. So all in all, if I were to summarize, the separation between hardware to software is super important for us. The technicality of, the hardware and how it's being improved in the development with AI would be something. And then when it comes to software as well, I cannot repeat myself anymore, but we don't know how much, in my view, the AI development can help us experience every day an even better experience for our customers.
Yeah, because you're just in the middle of this journey. Yeah, so you know, what you see today may be accelerated significantly next year.
I mean, you said the challenge, you asked the question, 10 years. 10 years seems indeed kind of a very big challenge for all of us because, I mean, the exponential transformation of what we're seeing, how to encompass that, how to embed that into the, experience for our customers. That's the challenge.
Keep that in mind because if we have enough time, I'm going to see if we can get a little bit of looking into the future. But Joo-hyung, what do you see as the next major transformation and how are these collaborative efforts going to take you to the next level?
Yeah, I'd like to more focus on what's happening in the automotive display innovation. And then, as you already know, the huge mega trend occurring in the automotive industry is like software-defined vehicles, electrification, or autonomous driving boosted by AI. And also, this is a huge impact on the display technologies too, because the car is not only defined as a hardware, It is kind of a becoming smart device, like a smartphone. And also it provides not only physical space, but also it is a digital spaces where the car makers can provide differentiated digital experiences and contents and services to end customers. And I think that the high quality of display can deliver the elegance of such a digital experiences and the services and the contents. So I think the high quality of display like OLED will be more focused in the coming years. And the other point is that the dashboard design has been the kind of a brand identity of OEM companies, and the more display devices has been adopted, sometimes a large one, or sometimes multiple small one, sometimes expanded or extendable displays. And the display can be a critical factor in defining the design differentiation of dashboard. I think they will require many big, huge innovation in the display technologies too. And lastly, I think we are looking for some smart combination of display technology with the software and the AI. I think a smart, intelligent safety may be a good example. For example, on the panel camera technology of display, when it's combined with the AI, then I think it can be utilized to monitor the driver's status for driver's safety. And many other technologies can be a good candidate. I think so that by combining these display innovation with the strong collaboration with our customers and partners, I think we can contribute to the innovation at speed occurring in the automotive display. And as I already mentioned, these cannot be done alone with display company. We can collaborate together at the very early stage of planning, of product planning. So I think we are ready to contribute to the automotive industry, the innovation of automotive industry with the OLED display technology, driven by Drive, the OLED platform technology of SDC. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for that answer. And Amy, what do you see as the next major transformation and how the collaborative efforts are going to take us to this next level?
Yeah, so as my colleagues mentioned, it's going to be a complete integration of the digital and physical world. And it's going to transform the car into a personalized, a complete experience that's intelligent, where we're going to see some of the electronics innovations, such as displays and sensors, become part of the whole ecosystem of the car, such that it becomes part of the central nervous system, controlling everything from safety to in-cabin experience. In order to make this happen, though, material science is going to be critically important to be able to bridge the gap between the digital and the physical world. And that's where companies like 3M will be a key player and key component to making this happen. We've got many, many years of experience in both the electronics industry as well as the automotive industry. And so the power that we bring is we have 49 different technologies that we can work with companies like Audi and Samsung to make sure that we're working early on in the design cycle to solve the problems. But the reality is that to succeed in this new world today, it's not going to be about one company's success. It's going to have to be about all the partners in the value chain working together, delivering more than just products and solutions, defining what a vehicle is and what a vehicle can be. And that's the only way that we're going to get the speed, the innovation, and the collaboration in this new changing industry.
Yeah. Fantastic, fantastic. And I'm glad you guys have been so good with your answers, because we have enough time to go after a question that I've been dying to ask you, because I think everybody knows who James Bond is, right? 007, super spy, right? And his friend, who always met in every movie, was Q. And he had the greatest inventions, and he had the craziest things. Well, I see you as three mini Qs, okay? And you see the future, because you know what's coming next. Can you give us some insights as to what will the car look like, without giving too much away, because I know you won't, because you're under, you know, there would be very serious penalties if you did, but what will we see from the future car that will be just amazing? Or just take us on a journey on what we might see. What do you think, Jeffrey?
What I see is a clarity in the experience, the smoothness, the idea that there is no tech for tech. So that's nice that you are comparing us with mini queues in a way, but in the sense of with the team when we're solving problems, and we strive and we love solving problems all day long to go further. It's always for the sake of the experience. I'm keeping repeating that. In the end, there is no tech for tech, and all of us were convinced we are delivering technology, but it has to have a meaning. It has to have, let's say, why are we doing so? And why are we pleasing? How do we want to please our customers? I won't completely answer your question beyond that, but my view is that this very exponential growth of AI, the powerful tools that we have now in our hands to make sure that we can complete and enhance the experience more and more and more, it's our choice to deliver the right experience. And this is where I see our job also very much, is how do you convey that? What are the problems do you want to solve? And it's something that is really, as we say, from a French perspective, I say that in German, but Schritt für Schritt. It's like every day a little bit more, those are very small steps. There is no big bang, but more like very powerful tool. How do you encompass them progressively into the experience that you can do now because of the connectivity, because of the over the air and the software-defined vehicle architecture that you can really think about how am I going to deliver those experiences and becoming better and better because they are data-driven. So this is the path that's going to enable the choices that, as an OEM, we want to provide as an experience.
Fantastic. And Ju-Hyung, like Q,
yeah,
always gave James Bond exactly the things he needed. So just jumping on to what Jeffrey said, no tech for tech.
Yeah.
What do you see the future like when it comes to those future technologies in cars?
Yeah. You know, I always listen to our customers' voices. I'm not expert in automotive industry, okay, but I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming on the future of mobility. I think, as I already mentioned, that the cars is no longer, you know, hardware. It's a kind of a smart device,
yeah,
providing both the physical space and the digital spaces where people can experience immersive digital experience, and providing the car makers can provide a variety of contents and the services to the end customers. So I think as a display company, Estes is dreaming on what kind of values we can create to make things achievable. So I think, as I already mentioned, we are thinking about how to combine the display technology and the AI and the software to bring more values to the end customers and bring the innovation in automotive industry. So I think we cannot say definitely what's going on, but I think we can dreaming together to make things realized in the coming years. Yeah, that's my job.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And to my third mini cue, Amy, and again with what you folks are doing, I mean, you can turn this glass into a speaker, or there's so many different things that you can do in the materials science area. We're just touching on the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Could you give us some ideas of something that we might see in the not too distant future?
Yeah, so honestly, the art of the possibility is just so impressive with with the amount of technology and solutions that are already out there. You know, of course, we're going to focus on some of our cores and basics, right? We see the EV continuing to grow. We're also focused on right to repair and sustainability. We see new materials and trends that will require different adhesives and different ways to bond things together to, again, make things more customizable, more personal. But I think one of the more fun things when you think about truly the combination of digital with the physical world is the interior of the future and what that can be. Right, when you think about the digital world, and you know, you're already seeing some of the OEMs make the car a living space, right? And so you think about different materials, different sensors, different electronics that you can use to truly provide a very unique experience. I think is where we're going to be going, and of course, 3M's happy to step up and help make that happen.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing evolution because I mean, I remember being told years ago, people don't want to touch the screen because it gets all smudgy and dirty. Now everybody touches the screen all the time, every day. Thank you all very much for being here. That concludes our panel. So could you please give a round of applause to our panel members, Jeffrey Boku, Joo-Hung Lee, and Amy McLaughlin. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode with Hannah Baumgarten, Open Innovation Manager at Plug and Play, Anna Buchmann, CEO at NOCA, and Frank Aldorf, co-founder and CIO at Lemo Future, talking about future-proof mobility.